You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Are you sick and tired of the old elf on the shelf routine? The constant mischief that the little bugger gets up to? Well, the team at Santa May Be a Criminal and Weird Mythic Podcast have the latest item to update your devilish and diabolical holiday decor. Introducing Krampus on a Lampus. Just perch this hairy little demon on the corner of any lampshade, and he'll watch over and discourage any naughty behavior. Does your spouse leave your kitchen cabinet doors open? Krampus on a Lampus is great in the kitchen. Kids' toys on the floor? Krampus on a Lampus is perfect for kids' rooms. Husband waking you up in the middle of the night for milk and cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Krampus on a Lampus is meant for your nightstand. So toss that elf. Hell, toss that shelf. And open your home to Krampus on a Lampus. Krampus on a Lampus TM is merely satirical and not a real product.
This program contains talk about criminal activity and may paint a not-so-flattering picture of one of your childhood heroes. It even includes a few cuss words and may not be appropriate for your youngins, so you might want to earmuff them or send them outside to play. Thanks for listening.
The following is a collect call from a person presumed nice until proven naughty.
Santa Claus.
An inmate at the Scriven County Correctional Facility.
Yep. You heard that right. Santa Claus. My name's Richie Buck. I'm a pest control technician, carpenter, sometimes wise man in my church Christmas program. And as unbelievable as it might sound, I'm here to save Christmas.
This is an Ear Cult production, brought to you in association with Crawl Space Media.
Santa May Be a Criminal, a 12-part Yuletide investigation. This is the 5th day of Christmas, the case against. Before we get into this week's episode, I've had people ask, Richie, how are you going to wrap all this up in time for Christmas? Well, I hate to break it to you. I ain't. Because the wheels of justice, they turn slowly. And besides, Christmas ain't the only holiday, and Santa ain't the only holiday character that's represented in this story. So hang in for the long haul. I think you'll be glad you did. Now, on to the show. Y'all, I'm gonna go on and apologize. First of all, as you can tell, I'm fighting a bit of a bug. And secondly, since we're about to start talking about Santa's legal problems, I know I'm going to butcher some of these Latin words. Only Latin I ever learned was igpe atinle.
Hey, I'm Richie Buck.
I've arrived at the office of the prosecution. As you know, Santa Claus has been accused of a hell of a lot of crimes. Today, I'm hoping to find out what's going to end up in his lap. I enter a conference room, and let me describe it for you. On the other side of the room, there's a big old clock. Seemed to tick louder than most clocks I'm used to. Then there's a big table in the middle of the room, surrounded by black chairs. Pretty much what you'd expect. But that's when it got weird. Every wall was covered in photos. And I ain't talking about one or two. I mean, dozens and dozens. And when I say photos, I ain't talking about a babbling brook, a mountain, or bald eagle with those inspirational quotes underneath. These pictures were of people.
Wait a minute, is that Gary?
And these photos of people, they weren't just any old photos. They were mugshots. Photos of people at their absolute worst moment. And it wasn't just that. Beneath those mugs were small metal plates that named out charges, dates of conviction, and the length of their sentence. This was a no-shit true crime trophy room. Two people enter, a man and a woman. He's tall, she's short.
Hey there, I'm Chet. Joined by my spirited co-counsel, Sally.
Spirited? I haven't been spirited since Halloween.
Oh, the greatest holiday.
He didn't.
You got candy and horror movies? Nothing better.
Well, actually...
In any event, I see you're admiring the gallery.
Like our pictures?
Huh? It all was happening so fast.
We add to the collection every year.
Collection?
Yeah, these are all the bad guys, you know. We're just doing our part to keep the streets safer.
These all people y'all locked up?
Well, we don't lock them up. The police do that.
We just keep them locked up.
You heard it. The two of them just gave each other a high five.
There sure are a lot of them. You don't ever worry if some of them don't belong here?
Nah, not really.
I mean, we're good at our jobs. Really, really good.
It's no different than you hanging a 12-point buck over your fireplace.
I guess you have a point. Speaking of, I'm Richie Buck.
Well, 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 isn't that ironic? Well, Mr. Buck, I'm Chet.
And I'm Sally.
And we are the prosecutors.
And that was the Goose and Maverick Double Five.
What about Iceman?
Are they in my head?
Huh?
That's who you're here about, right?
You mean Santa Claus?
Yeah, but we give all our cases nicknames.
You know, like the FBI.
Got it.
So how can we help you, Mr. Buck?
Something about the way you said my last name made me feel like I was on trial.
You are, well, the two of you. You're the prosecutors. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
It's like a guitar or something.
Music store next door. So what do you want to know about the case, Richie?
I didn't like the way she said my first name either. We weren't off to a good start.
Well, he didn't do it.
What?
Excuse me?
I mean, what proof do you have?
He was drunk on the side of the road, a dead body in front of his sleigh. Isn't that ironic? But I digress. And there was blood all over the reindeer.
Right.
Well, I just don't see how you think Santa Claus, of all elves, could do such a thing.
So, wait. Are you law enforcement?
Not exactly.
Define not exactly.
Exactly, but not.
Are you a reporter?
Well, sorta.
Define sorta.
Like, yeah, but only kinda.
I could feel my head getting hot. My ears started to sweat. It felt like I was sitting on the stand.
I'm not following.
Right?
I can't believe that I have to do this, but I have to explain. Have y'all ever heard of podcasts?
Define podcast.
Jesus, it's like radio, except everybody plays the same five commercials, and you can pretty much say whatever the hell you want.
Whatever the hell you want, huh?
He looks at my mic like he expects a judge to emerge from it and hold him in contempt.
Chet.
Like crap?
Chet.
I'm cross-examining the witness.
I'm not a witness.
I object.
To who?
Okay, let's stop. What do you want from us, Mr. Richie Buck?
First and last name that time. If they say my middle name, I'm out of here.
I'm just trying to learn what Santa's being accused of.
You mean Iceman?
Whatever, I just need to find out.
You know we can't give you that.
But you can give it to Amanda Jurgensen, Action News.
Amanda Jurgensen, Channel 10, Action
No.
News.
No, wait, Chet?
Sorry, she's cute and nice, maybe even naughty. And...
what did you give her?
Y'all, I didn't really have any idea whether Chet gave something to Amanda Jurgensen, Action News. I was just trying something, like you see on the movies.
I can't believe you!
What? Do you blame me? She's on TV!
You know what I learned? That sometimes, in order to save Christmas, you have to lie. And while that would get me on the naughty list under normal circumstances, these circumstances were anything but.
This podcast is brought to you by Red Apron. Like to eat but barely have enough time to do so? Well, Red Apron delivers the best bites this side of the North Pole. And let's face it, everything is this side of the North Pole. Just this week, I had the most delicious reindeer banh mi with a hazelnut cherry reduction between two sugar cookies. The recipe also came with the most amazing ingredients to make the most delicious homemade eggnog with just a splash of bourbon. It's a meal and a hangover I've been talking about for days. Right now, Red Apron is offering you, our listener, 12 free boxes with an annual subscription. So eat, drink, and be merry with Red Apron. Red Apron is not a real company and is intended solely for satire.
What you just heard, that sound like a dead body falling on a wooden floor? Well, that's how many pages and pages of stuff that the prosecutors have on Santa. Wait, what's that? When they dropped a box on the table, something fell out of it and slid right in front of me. Does that say North Pole? It was an airline ticket. Sally was quick to snatch it back.
Yeah, and boy, is it cold up there.
Sometimes our jobs take us to places we wish we'd never been.
Yeah, like that dump.
Are we talking about the same place? I mean, the North Pole? Why wouldn't you want to be there?
Why would you?
Isn't it full of Christmas magic?
Magic?
This is clearly an inside joke that I'm outside of, but I move on. After all, I have a mission to complete. And an awful lot of reading to do. Doesn't matter. I ain't really here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the crimes you've charged Santa with.
Well,
Chet nods toward the box in front of me.
Better start reading. May take a while.
The following are excerpts from the charging document against Santa Claus. The United States of America versus Santa Claus. Criminal 107-020. Criminal complaint. The Screven County Prosecuting Attorney's Office having submitted, pursuant to Georgia Rule X, the sworn affidavit of Sheriff Bradley Dewberry and Detective Samantha Strong of the Screven County Sheriff's Department, who complains and alleges that the defendant, Santa Claus, a.k.a. Iceman, a.k.a. Father Christmas, a.k.a. Kris Kringle, a.k.a. St. Nicholas, having resided at 1 Merry Way, the North Pole, Arctic Circle, 00001, committed the following crimes. Count 1, vehicular manslaughter, in that he recklessly caused the death of Ruthie Barker Guest by operating a vehicle, to wit, a sleigh, while having a blood alcohol content of 0.18% or more by weight of alcohol in his blood, as shown by a chemical analysis of such person's blood or breath. Count 2, breaking and entering, in that he entered and remained inside the dwelling of Rodney Dale Murphy with the intent to commit a crime therein. Count 3, speeding, in that he operated a motor vehicle, to wit, a sleigh, with a speed in excess of posted speed limit, around the globe. Count 4, reckless endangerment. Count 5, unlawful surveillance. And on it went.
Quitting time, buckaroo.
Chet's right.
I've been reading through these papers for hours and hours, and I still don't have any idea what half of it means. Shit, I thought this was going to be way easier.
Y'all mind if I make a copy of this on my way out?
Sure.
Why not?
I appreciate y'all meeting with me.
We all want what's best, right?
Yeah. And what's that?
Justice.
To keep a dangerous man off the streets.
Or out of the air.
Right. Y'all have a good... That's when I turned and saw it. On the wall next to the door.
Why's his photo on the wall?
There was Santa's mugshot. I can't believe I missed it when I looked around before. And there it was. That long list of charges underneath.
We got photos of all our convictions up on the wall.
It's like a scrapbook.
More like a crap book.
But he ain't been convicted.
Yet.
Richie, I know this is hard for you, but we've got too much. It's just a matter of time.
Santa Claus is our Everest.
Once he's convicted, everyone will know our names.
We might even start... What's that thing you're doing called again?
A podcast.
Yeah. Maybe we'll even do one of those.
It's time for a check-in on our latest North Pole poll, in which we asked, of these options, who is the most diabolical Christmas villain? Krampus, the Grinch, Scrooge, or Santa Claus? And the results are in. Hans Gruber, a write-in vote, made a very serious run at this, but in the end, he really dropped off, and Krampus emerged as the winner with almost 54% of the vote. To get in on the fun, visit us at Santa Maybe on Twitter and Instagram. There you can interact with Richie and other members of the team. Thanks so much for listening.
I studied that summary document at length. I had to try to understand what they were charging Santa with. I knew I needed to reach back out to Detective Strong, have her walk me through what I had in front of me.
Richie, what are you doing out here? This is a closed training session.
I'm sorry, this is important. I feel like Santa's due process is being impeded.
Here we go.
I'm serious. Listen.
Okay, what do you have?
You ain't hungry by chance, are you? Detective Strong joined me at one of my favorite Southern Griddles, the Bacon Shack out off the highway. I mean, they got a picture of him up in their conference room.
What?
A picture. His mugshot. And there's this list of charges underneath it. It's like they've already convicted him.
Well, that's not right.
I ain't no cop, and I ain't no lawyer, but even I know that. Here, I ordered you a donut. Just sit back and let me read you the charges.
I'm glucose intolerant.
Good thing donuts just got bread and sugar in them then. And then I read the list to her. All right, here we go. Charge 1, vehicular manslaughter, in that he recklessly caused the death of Ruthie Barker Guest by operating a vehicle, to wit, a sleigh, while having a blood alcohol content of 0.18% or more by weight of alcohol in his blood, as shown by chemical analysis of such person's blood or breath. Okay, first of all, how do we know he ran down RBG?
Okay, who is RBG?
Ruthie Barker Guest. I gave her a nickname. Did you know Santa's nickname is Iceman in the prosecutor's office?
I need you to slow down.
I was going to call her Notorious RBG, but didn't think that worked.
Richie.
Well, how do we know he ran her down?
Her body was in front of the sleigh. There was blood on the animals in the vehicle. What more do you want?
Could have been a coincidence.
I don't believe in coincidences.
You don't believe in Santa either. Her eyes narrow at me for a moment.
In homicide, there are no coincidences.
She starts to slide out of the bench when the waitress showed up with a donut. Thanks. Bon appetit.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay, count 2. Breaking and entering, in that he remained inside the dwelling of Rodney Dale Murphy with the intent to commit a crime. Therein, to wit, removing 1 red Solo cup containing approximately 16 ounces of Hunch Punch and 3 peanut butter cookies with red and green sprinkles.
We know Santa Claus was in the Murphy's residence, and he took...
Well, do we? There's no sign of forced entry. No way to tell if Santa's the one that took those. Did you find anything like that at the accident scene?
We found a mitten on the ground that smelled of Hunch Punch.
Was there a red Solo cup? She looks down a moment.
Okay, let's move on. Count number three, speeding, and that he
I went through all 10 counts. Yeah, you heard that right. 10.
Four, reckless endangerment, evincing a depraved indifference to human life.
Santa Claus, who brought you every best gift you ever had.
Unlawful surveillance.
Assault. Charged with 10 counts of very, very naughty behavior.
Cruelty to animals. Violating airspace. Forced labor and unfair wages. Lastly, kissing without consent. And that he unlawfully and without consent pressed his whiskered lips against... The name's been redacted. I mean, what's that about?
Richie, they wrote a song about mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, well, a song was written about a magic dragon, too, and I have yet to see one of them. Besides, that song says mama's kissing him. Maybe she's the one that ought to be charged.
You know he's guilty, right?
No, I don't.
It's weird to think so many people want to see Santa rot in jail. Do they realize how many people will lose their jobs if Santa goes away? Christmas tree farms will shut down. Mall Santas will have to shave their beards and lose weight. It would be a financial disaster.
You're too emotionally involved. All of the evidence points at him.
Detective, can I call you Samantha?
No.
All right, then. Detective, isn't there some part of you... Even that little girl who used to stay awake late on Christmas Eve that believes he's innocent.
She looks outside and takes a deep breath, then turns back to me.
No.
Well, shit. Next time on Santa May Be a Criminal. Santa fires his public defender, and thanks to my bail buddy fund, we're able to get him the best defense lawyer in the South. Blood evidence from the accident scene comes back with a big surprise. And I get a letter in the mail that convinces me to plan a trip farther north than I ever imagined. Santa May Be a Criminal was conceived in the bathroom of a Bucky's just outside Tuscaloosa, Alabama by Head Elf Jason Usry. Co-executive elves Rebecca Sebastian, Shiloh Katniss, Scott Musgrove, and Michelle Kazuba.
Stay up to date and ensure your space on the nice list by leaving us a 5-star rating wherever your ears are right now. Then go and rate us 5 stars everywhere else. Music and sound effects licensed by paying through the nose to multiple royalty-free music and sound effects providers, not the least of which are Epidemic Sound, Motion Array, and Soundstripe. Additional musical contributions that slay by Captain Fat Hands. To check out the cast for this episode, as well as their other projects, visit the show notes and check out santamaybe.com. You can also add people to the Naughty or Nice list by emailing the North Pole at workshop@santamaybe.com. Santa May Be a Criminal is an Ear Cult production presented in association with the Crawlspace Media Network. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. And while we're having a lot of fun with this podcast, we want to take a quick moment to be serious about an important nonprofit organization that benefits or advocates for victims in the true crime community.
Hey guys, this is Brett from the Prosecutors, and I'm joined by my thespian co-host, Alice.
Hey everyone, this is Alice.
And we just wanted to give a shout out to our favorite nonprofit in the true crime arena, the Cold Case Investigative Research Institute, led by Cheryl McCollum. This is a group of folks who are looking into old cases, cold cases, cases that need to be solved, and cases that can be solved.
They are doing absolutely great work. The Cold Case Investigative Research Institute is a registered 501c3 nonprofit that assists families and law enforcement with unsolved homicides, missing persons, and kidnapping cases. This one-of-a-kind band of all-volunteer crime fighters are students and nationally recognized experts. Their organization is made up of experts such as profilers, detectives, crime analysts, prosecutors, and crime scene investigators. And those of you who know or have heard Cheryl McCollum know that she is the real deal, fighting the real fight with boots on the ground.
So guys, I hope you enjoy the rest of Santa May Be a Criminal, and don't forget to support the Cold Case Investigative Research Institute. We'll see you around the North Pole. We'll be right back.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.